Lisa was one of the first pioneers of this cultural shift for here in the Valley and even the nation. We were the second bi-local group to start in the country, and now we're the longest-running and perhaps most successful bi-local group in the country. Our Be a Local Hero, Buy Locally Grown campaign now has over 225 farms that are involved, and we make it possible for people in the Valley to identify what's locally grown by our farmers and have enabled farmers to have more ways to reach the community through farmers markets, through farm stands, through restaurants and retail food stores.
Has the number of actual farms operating in the region in the last 20 years gone up, down, or stayed about the same?
We're waiting for the agricultural census to come out in the next 6 months, which will give us information from 2008 to 2012. But what we do know from the previous census is that the amount of food and farm products directly sold to consumers from farms doubled from $4.5 million to $9 million. We are seeing more farms from that time period, and we do know that in our Local Hero program at CESA, the number of farms that join continue to increase every year.
Can people buy every type of food they need locally now?
You know, pretty much that is true. That's what's been so exciting over the last couple of years, as we've seen our farmers be creative and respond to community demand to even grow different kinds of grain. And now there's obviously more availability of local cheeses and meats. And there's even local farm shares that relate to such different things as medicinal herbs even.
What are some of the challenges remaining to sustaining local agriculture in the Pioneer Valley?
Our bold goal for the next 20 years is to double the amount of local food that is in our diets. Right now, it's probably between 10 and 15%, and we want to double that to 25% in the next 20 years, so it'll be a quarter of our diet. So when you talk about how do you actually do that, you hit upon a lot of challenges that exist, whether it is how to actually do processing of local milk so there's more local milk products, transportation from farm to table of different food items and different farm products are still there. As more farmers have gotten involved with directly selling to us as consumers, now there's even some demand coming from institutions that would like to buy direct from farmers, and that is going to create a little bit more demand and diversity. As we move forward, we're really concerned that we're able to do all the things that we need to do to double the amount of food in our local diets. And we're really pleased that we were able to launch a $100,000 anniversary fund, which will match $2 for every new dollar that comes in.
How much has the local food movement benefited from the rise of the sustainability movement as a result of concern about global climate change?
I think the Buy Local movement is actually a precursor to the sustainability movement in some ways. Since it dates back to the Local Hero program's been running to even around 1998, so we have 15 years behind us on that. But I think what it has changed is the Buy Local food and farm product movement really has made the case well that a lot of our current problems that our society faces, in part, the solution is going to have to come from our family farms, whether we're talking about health issues, chronic health issues that are diet-related, or we're talking about the need to respond to the fact that we're warming up our planet and perhaps affecting our ability to continue as humans to inhabit the planet.